It was last week we were speaking with Colin O'Malley, because Col was the from Niagara Park. Col's the neighbour of the Jensens, and that wild storm ripped through on the Saturday afternoon. Because I was talking to you on the phone.
He described it like a tornado, ripping through one section of the road and through a couple of houses, and it was so focused.
Yeah, it destroyed the Jensens' home. The tree came through. We've got the wife who was injured in that that wild storm. Her name is Samara Jensen. She joins us this morning. How are you going, Samara?
Yeah, not too bad. Getting there.
God, that was wild. What happened, wasn't it?
Yeah, just absolutely crazy. I've never gone through something like that in my life. It was very, very crazy.
Hey, so where were you in the house when the tree came down?
Oh, God. In a lucky spot in the house, I guess. I was at the front door. I had my keys in my hand. I was trying to shut the front roller door because it was hailing so bad. So I was like, I've got to shut the roller door so the hail doesn't get my car. And, I was inside still, but at the front door. So, I guess if I was 2 metres in another direction, it probably wouldn't be as lucky as I was.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here talking.
Wow. Really? I mean, when we spoke to Colin, he said this thing just hit like some sort of tornado. You wouldn't have even seen it coming. It just sort of was there all of a sudden.
No, it was honestly like this freak thing that just came out of nowhere. It all of a sudden I just heard some storming and thunder, and I thought it was just going to be a little, thunderstorm. But it was almost like the winds and the hail, and it was just the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it was just seemed to be in that pocket of our area at Lizaroe there. So it's just, it was really unexpected.
Did you hear the crack of the tree?
I didn't hear the tree crack until it hit the roof, until it hit the actual house. I guess the wind and that was so loud that until it hit the house, I didn't know.
Wow! And when you hear a tree hit a house and it's your house, what's your first reaction?
Oh, I don't even know. I fell to the ground. I was just in shock. I think it was the roof. Debris that got me, like a beam in the roof that collapsed, which was, I guess, lucky. I don't know. I just ran down into the bedroom because the roof just kept caving, like it just kept moving the house and it kept caving in. So I ran into the bedroom and then I saw myself in the mirror, which wasn't a very good sight because I had crap in my eye. I couldn't open my eye and my head and everything was bleeding. But my neighbour just tried to get me out. They ended up getting me out the bedroom window. They carried me out.
You wouldn't think a Saturday afternoon. Terrifying. I know your husband, I think, was at the Tall Timbers Hotel. You were ready. You were getting ready to go for dinner there. And that happens on a Saturday afternoon. It just blows you away.
I know. I just worked all day and I said, I don't feel like going out for dinner. My husband and my little 4-year-old left 10 minutes before it happened. So honestly, I'm so very grateful that they weren't there, and I'm just so very grateful that my injuries, I'll be able to recover from. So
you're going okay?
Yeah, I'm going okay. It's more like the, the mental side of it as well, which is really hard at the moment. But I slowly can open my left eye again, which is good. It's just. Yeah, I've looked better, but.
Oh, mate. How about your living situation? How are you living at the moment without a house?
Well, our in-laws took us in for the week, which was lovely, and we were really, really lucky to get a rental property not far from where we were.
Brilliant stuff.
Yeah, so we just moved in on the weekend, and we're just really grateful that we got this because I know rental properties are so hard at the moment as well. So
yeah, and that's the thing, Samara, have the insurance company said when can they start working on it, or is that to fix the house, or is that going to be some time away?
We're still trying to get all that sorted. Hopefully in the next week or so we'll get some more answers with that. But I guess it's going to be a lengthy process because all pretty ruined. The saddest part is we, obviously spent years and years renovating that house. It's our first home and we'd put a lot of money and effort into it.
Yeah.
But You know, we managed to, you know, salvage a few things, which was good. That was, you know, sentimental. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, sweet. Thank goodness you have your health. And we spoke to, well, we told the Central Coast about what had happened. And we sort of said, look, is there anyone out there that wants to, I don't know, help out and just to, you know, let you guys know that you're not alone? And someone who did get in touch with us was Sharon from Narara, an extraordinarily generous lady. And she's on the phone with us right now. G'day, Sharon.
Hey, Shaz.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How you going?
Not too bad, thank you.
Yeah, we've got Samara Sharon from Niagara Park on. We've just been speaking with her.
Hi, Sharon, vice versa.
And $1,000, Sharon, that you gave to the family.
Yes. I couldn't imagine what it would be like.
No, Sharon, I just wanted to say like a huge thank you to you. I can't believe you've done that. Such generous people out there. I don't even know you, Sharon. It's just beautiful.
That's just the person I am. And when I heard it, I just went, got to do this.
Oh, that's so lovely of you. I'm really thankful.
Yeah, Samara, you're welcome. It restores your faith in humankind, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, like honestly, the support that everybody has given us is just amazing. I am really, really grateful.
And Sharon, you're going through a pretty tough time yourself.
Oh, yeah, but it is what it is. I'm just waiting on a new liver. I'm sick of spending time in hospital. I spent 3.5 months last year in a coma and on life support down at RPA.
Holy jeez. Tell you, are you doing okay?
Well, I've just not long come back from hospital. Yeah. I think it was the Saturday before that storm hit that I just got back home from hospital again.
Yeah, wow. And you're waiting for a liver.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But that's all right. I mean, everybody's, there's always someone worse off.
Yeah, isn't it funny you hear that? Yeah, well, Sharon, look, we would like to thank you from everyone here for what you did, helping just Samara out, who you don't know, and you're going through, as we said, a really tough time. Oh. You're an absolute legend. And same with you, Samara, you know, what you've gone through as well.
The positivity that out of you two right now is enough to put tears in your eyes. You guys are fantastic.
Absolutely. And Sharon, I hope you're okay. I hope everything's okay.
You're fine. Just wait for that phone call.
I know this money was for your wedding anniversary. Was that right?
Yes.
Okay, we are going.
We've never had one.
We are going to get something for you. All right.
We're onto it, I think, Sharon.
And have you told your husband about that yet, Sharon?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay then.
All right. Okay.
Hey, Samara,
a couple of secrets.
Samara, do you have another spare bedroom at your house now?
I absolutely do.
Sharon might be over for the week.
Oh, to you girls, seriously, very inspiring. Samara Niagara Park and also Sharon from Narara. Listen, thank you so much, girls, for joining us today.
Humanity's alive and well in you two.
Damn straight it is. Well done. And she's just an absolute legend. And Sharon, we've got her back on the phone with us. Hey, Shaz.
Hi, Sharon.
Hey, guys. Hi, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. You're a legend. You're an absolute legend. You don't know how many... You are a legend. Don't say you're not. You are.
Yeah. And... Don't leave a space to answer, Patty. She'll just deny it. Now, what we thought was because, you know what, you and your husband had an anniversary plans that you sort of put to the side in order to help someone out who really really does need your help, who probably wouldn't ask for it, but really does need your help. And so we really appreciate what you've done, mm-hmm. and I know Samara does. And on the back of that, we just thought we might try and help you out. Yeah. With something going on in your life, like your anniversary,
and
Patty Gerard.
Sharon, what's your husband's name?
David.
How long have you been married?
It's coming up to 20 years.
20 years?
20 years. Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's brave
and we've
in itself.
And we've never had an anniversary.
Never had. Oh, don't worry, Sharon. I forgot my wife's anniversary last year.
We forgot last year, too.
It does happen. After the first anniversary, you just forget.
Yeah.
What's his good point? What's his best point, David?
Who, David?
Yeah, what's his best point?
He's an absolute legend.
Yeah.
What him and my son went through when I was at RPA in a coma for 3.5 months, he was going to work, coming home, making sure, like, getting dinner. He was like, basically, he was like me, had to do everything plus work 6 days a week.
So he's a keeper. He's definitely a keeper.
Yes, he is. Okay. Funny to say that because he actually is.
Okay. Okay. Good mark.
Tick
there for David. Well,
I'm going to give him 99% for that report card.
Well, Sharon, Crown Plaza Terrigal Pacific have called us. And what they've got for you and David, they're going to give you accommodation, night's accommodation in an ocean view king room at Terrigal. As well, while you're there, you've got dinner for two in the Sea Salt restaurant, one of the most finest restaurants to dine in on the Central Coast. You've got overnight parking, and then you and David the next day have got buffet breakfast for two the following morning. So thank you to Crown Plaza at Terrigal Pacific for doing that.
Oh God. Thank you. I don't even know what to say now.
You will enjoy it there. We love staying there. And thank you to the team at Crown Plaza, Terrigal Pacific. You can stay, dine, and unwind in the heart of Terrigal. It is the greatest place to stay. You want a staycation, this is the place to stay on the Central Coast and the place to dine as well. And you get buffet breakfast there as well. So that's all for yours, Sharon. And to you and David, thank you. I know a lot of people just be sending out hearts and well wishes to you.
Normally, Paddy would offer to bunk down with you for the night, but because it's your anniversary, he's going to back off this one occasion.
Oh, dear, I was sort of looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Is Paddy, there a chance, like, I could join you for dinner? But well done, Sharon. You enjoy that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, on Crown Plaza, Terrigal Pacific, and hope all goes well too.
It will. Thank you guys so much, and thank you to Crown Plaza.